committees and the workings of the legislature and how the power falls, and it's all pretty fascinating.
So after that, after being close to the system like that and learning how it works, why would you want to go there now? I'm sure you get that question a lot now.
That was the first question Rob Woolsey asked me on KCAW.
And it's a fair question because of the fiscal situation and with the budget deficit.
Yes. And Angela, it was never my intention to be a politician. So it's not like I chose this time because I want to go up there and be a legislator. I saw a need. Because the current representative is young and inexperienced, and he's in the minority. So we're simply not getting the representation and the influence that we could get with a member of the majority. So I would like to work closely with Bert Stedman to be able to move the projects that he wants to move in Southeast.
You're speaking of Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who's the Democratic candidate. He's the incumbent.
Correct.
But you called him inexperienced, but this won't be his first run through.
No, of course. He has 2 terms of experience in the legislature. When I say experienced, I mean life experience, business experience. This is his first job. So I've held jobs, I've been married, I've raised children, I've started businesses, run businesses, lived in a lot of places. I've experienced a lot of the things that the people I represent have experienced. And I think that that kind of experience goes a long way in addition to just having been in the legislature.
So your age and experience in life.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just being in the majority, how do you think that will help now? Because it seems like it's very difficult for anyone to get anything to move because all we're seeing are cuts. Things like capital projects hardly exist anymore.
It's going to be a really tough time. Indeed, for this time to enter the legislature, why would I want to do this? But those who are in the majority can chair the committees. They can serve on more committees. They can be at the table when a lot of the budget discussions are happening, which someone in the minority is not able to do as effectively. They're just not there a lot of the time on some of the discussions. So,
and speaking of budget conversations, what would you do differently as being part of the conversation?
It's so complex. And I read and listen as much as anyone who's interested in the situation. And it's difficult to just say I have the answers, because it is so complex and there's a lot of moving parts, and I know that in a fresh session in January, hopefully they're going to tackle things with a little more seriousness.
So where do you stand on some of those big budget items, such as, say, the PFD being used to help even out the budget on the state level?
Right, they're talking about restructuring how it works. And I don't pretend to have a great understanding of how it all works now. And obviously, I would be learning more prior to and after joining the legislature. But it's looking like that's going to have to happen, that we're going to be using more of the permanent fund to operate government. Immediately, we are all donating back some of the dividend that we would have been getting this year. In a way, that's fair because we're all paying. Many people think that an income tax is more fair because, of course, it's based on your income and what you pay to the federal government. So that's fair in a different way than the permanent fund dividend is.
So you would support a state income tax?
I'm listening to a lot of people.
Say versus a sales tax.
Oh, over a sales tax, yes. I'm not hearing from many people who are in favor of a sales tax. And again, that's coming from a Southeast point of view. I understand Anchorage people would be more in favor of a sales tax since they don't already have one.
And then another big budget item would be the oil tax subsidies.
The tax credits?
Mm-hmm, the tax credits.
Yeah. We were all convinced, or many people were convinced by the industry and the legislators from up north, that giving tax credits to some of the newer companies to explore and drill was a good idea. Obviously, we overdid that, coupled with the fact, of course, that the price fell. That's the key thing. Now, first, we're obligated to make those payments for the credits that we promised. Otherwise, Alaska's estate is going to look like they're not trustworthy to deal with. But going forward, yeah, I would say that a new oil tax credit will be discussed.
So I've interviewed Jonathan Kreiss Tompkins, and it sounds like you are similar in where you're standing on these issues. So I guess it boils down to what you think people will see as experience.
Life experience and a position in the majority. And that's just the way that it's done. The majority members are able to have more influence over what happens up there.